Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So before we have a little fun with the mock draft madness and the quarterback rankings, I wanted to give you this Kenny Holland stuff. It's the second time in a week it's been a bit of a puzzler, and I know when GMs talk outside of Al Avila, you can't really take him serious. Avila just tells you what he's going to do. But I want to take you through this. Help me with this. I am by no means a hockey expert, but I'm. Let's put our cards on the table. The only thing I'm upset about is the Wings are winning too many games, okay? No, don't beat the Maple Leafs. Now, the Senators, you can't help. The Senators are a grease fire. But Ken Holland, I've talked to a number of teams. I call this tire kicking season. I've been a buyer where you call all the teams and see who's available and get a feel. Now I'm a seller, and if there's a deal, we'll do it. At the same time, we have to look at the players we have towards 2019 because we need to be more competitive. Who? I mean, if you wanted to make a case that Jimmy Howard would be one of those players, couldn't you just go out and sign Jimmy Howard this summer? Couldn't you trade him now and re-sign him later? What veteran? Look, it's clear. All the young guns are off the table. There's no reason. You keep all your youth. You keep all of your guys under team control. But guys like Jensen, guys like Howard, guys like Nyquist, what player am I missing that I need to keep on this team because I care about next year? Who is that? Now, sure, there's other players on this team that I just can't get rid of. I mean, the Abdelkaders and the Ericssons, etc. But what is Ken Holland talking about there? Or is that just him building a market in his weird world? Like, hey, I want to trade, but I'm not just going to give guys away. And look, you're going to see guys walk away for nothing. So why not trade him? And before you screwed around and won a couple of games, you were within 2 points of you know, the best lottery odds. But Holland continued. And I mean, I'll throw the number out. I would love to get some of our hockey people involved here because I'm trying not to get too frightened, but man, Holland puzzles me. 248-539-9797. Holland continued, one of our goals is to build a team that will be competitive next year. We want to get back to the playoffs. Unless something drastic happens, it looks like we'll miss the playoffs for a third straight year. If I trade away a number of players that can help us next year, unless I get a prospect back who is ready to play in the NHL, those assets won't help us for 3 or 4 years. But when you get draft capital, you can spin that into immediate help. That's the point. Hell, teams have helped you by giving you draft capital when you've spun assets to them. I'm hoping he's just trying in his mind to build a market. But the Wings should be an aggressive seller. Because, in fact, some of their veteran, they have two types of veteran players. Those who are walking out the door and those who they can't get rid of because nobody wants them. The DeKaiser contract, the Abdelkader contract, etc. And then you have the Howards and the Nyquists. That's your breakdown. What guy, what am I missing? I'm a hockey ignoramus. What guy would I be worried about keeping because I want to make the playoffs next year? And if your answer is Howard because you don't like the goalie market and, you know, your prospects are nowhere near ready, okay, fine, but you could still move them and go back and go get them. That's kind of a boss move. 248-539-9797. The last thing Holland said, and then I'll see what the guys have to say, as I make decisions over the next 3 weeks, what will have the most impact to me is I want us to get better next year. I like the development of the kids. It looks like we're developing an identity of speed and competitiveness, but we have to be better. We've been moving kids onto our team. We expect another kid or two will push onto the team next year. either at the start or during the year, but you can't have a team full of young players and think it'll be competitive. I don't know about you guys, but I don't need them to make the playoffs next year. I think that that's kind of premature. Now, I think it could happen. You get a good young group of players together, you can surprise some people. And you make a move and you bring a vet in, you bring some mentorship in there. But overall, no, I don't think it's impossible. But my main focus this year and next year is simple. Kids, like straight up, just develop our youth and add as much draft capital and as much prospect capital as I can. And at the end of next year, that's where we begin to talk about, okay, now we have guys that we believe are proven, and they've either proven they can play or can't play. And now would be the time to start thinking about who we need to keep around because we need to start making the playoffs. But with Holland's first remark, who am I worried about trading that would hurt next year? You know, the other factor that's in it is if Kenny Holland is not just selling to build the long-term view of the franchise, why would I be allowing him to make any other decisions considering he won't be here? I mean, I do find that bothersome, but I've kind of given up that pursuit. I mean, hell, I've probably convinced myself Holland will just run two franchises at some point, and one will always be here because we can't get rid of him. But, you know, like Stevie will come back and Holland's like putting a Dixie cup up to the wall listening on the conversation. Ooh, it's simple. Just sell, acquire draft capital, acquire prospects, and let's keep it moving. No one's upset about this rebuild. And the only time I do get upset, when I check my phone and I see that they beat the Leafs. That's upsetting to me. The Ottawa game, I can't get upset. Ottawa's worse than you are. Got their GM on radio in Canada blasting players. Ottawa's a grease fire. They're like the Phoenix Suns of the NHL. Let me knock down a couple of calls, see what you guys have to say. We'll go to Matt, 97.1. Hi, Matty.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
I'm good. What did you make out of those comments?
Well, I think the one thing you're wrong about is there is one person who's not happy about the rebuild, and that's Ken Holland. And this is exactly why he's in the position he's in today, because he hasn't embraced the rebuild. So he's looking at his draft picks and his young talent that he's acquired for the last couple of years and realize, wow, I don't have anybody I can put on this team right now, and we're going to suck worse if I do that. So I'm with you. The guy's not going to be here next year. I don't know if the owner handcuffed him and he's just talking, but he's basically trying to guard against all the mistakes he's made by saying, I've got to keep Nyquist because I'm taking a B-minus player and I got to plug a D-plus player in his position.
Yeah, and it's just totally the wrong way. I mean, when you look at it, and it was in the paper last week, it was Jensen, it was Nyquist, it was Howard. Those are three very sellable commodities, and you just do it and you move on. Like, I don't do anything with next year in mind.
You know, and it's hard to dog a guy like Ken Holland because the man has had a lot of success, but I know it's the what did you do for me lately. But the one thing Ken Holland has never done is he's never involved around the analytical NHL, and that's where he started failing at right there. And then you threw the salary cap on top of that, and the game really passed him by from that point. So, and the Wings, unfortunately, have sat around and hoped that that wasn't the case, but it is the case, and I pray, Mike, this team makes this change this summer. I'm like, I'm devastated if this guy's here next year.
Well, first things first, Matty, we need to see him sell a few pieces before the deadline. Let's go day at a time here. We got a couple weeks. If they don't make a few moves to acquire more things for the future, I think that's a failing, Matt.
Like, you got me pulling the truck over right now. I'm actually having the shakes right now thinking that's not going to happen.
No. Get the shakes if we trade for Mike Conley. Just let this play out for a couple weeks, and let's hope for the best here. But, Matt, no, I'm not going to worry about summer yet. Step one, show me some progress before the deadline that you will sell. Step two, lose a lot. Step three, we'll see you in June. Let's win the lottery. Those are all things. Then I'll get to Ken Holland go bye-bye. Like
these comments are just so confusing, though. I mean, he talks about at the beginning how he says, hey, I'm a seller right now, basically. But then he goes on to say how he doesn't want to get rid of anyone because he wants to make the playoffs next year.
I'm trying to be careful with GM speak because GMs try to create markets. And Mike, maybe he wants people to believe he's driving a hard bargain. It'll be a better deal. I'm trying to be just calm
I
down.
I just thought, and I was happy the past year or two, I thought that Ken Holland's kind of changed a little bit and he has embraced the rebuild a little more. He's been going in that direction. I mean, honestly, I thought that he's done that. But then you see comments like this, and it's like Ken Holland from years and years ago where, oh, no, the goal is to make the playoffs. We want to be competitive right now. We can't make any decision that would prevent us from making the playoffs next year. It's just, it kind of just goes against what I thought he was finally starting to come around on the past couple years. His priority with not being this idea of being afraid to trade because it will prevent playoff chances next year.
The biggest problem I have with all of this, and it's an all sports opinion, like it doesn't matter whether it's baseball, basketball, football, hockey, and hockey certainly not my strong suit. Why would you allow someone who's not going to be here in 3 or 4 or 5 years to make decisions that will impact 3, 4, 5 years down the line? I've never understood it. And I think one thing is pretty certain. Ken Holland ain't going to be here 3 years from now or 4 years from now. So why would I allow him to lead the rebuild? It's the same thing with Stan Van Gundy last year. Why would I allow Stan Van to make any moves that would have long-ranging impacts? It doesn't add up to me, but that's what we're saddled with in this town. So away we go. Let's get more of these callers. We'll do the mock draft blitz or whatever the hell this thing is called. But I definitely want to get people's opinions on this. 248-539-9797-971.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.